With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Federal Reserve cutting a key interest rate by a quarter point Wednesday, projecting to do it twice more this year. There are concerns somewhat about the health of the labor market. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
What's different now is that you see a very different picture of the risks to the labor market. You've seen, you know, we were looking at 150,000 jobs a month at the time of the last meeting. And now we see the revisions and we see the new numbers. And I don't want to put too much emphasis on payroll job creation, but it's just one of the things that suggests that the labor market is really cooling off. And that tells you that it's time to take that into account in our, you know, in our policy.
Missouri Republican Senator Eric Schmidt out with a new book detailing the extent to which the Biden White House sought to censor social media platforms. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Schmidt says it was all about circumventing the First Amendment.
The government, of course, can't silence dissent, but you can't outsource that either, which is exactly what they were doing.
He says the entire White House staff was on board with issuing threats to social media platforms.
And they felt so justified on taking out President Trump's political supporters.
But he says it was even worse when it came to COVID.
If you uttered anything negative about a vaccine or masks, they went to work.
Senator Schmidt spoke with the Salem Radio Network about his new book, Last Line of Defense, How to Beat the Left, in court. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump relishing a day filled with British royal pageantry with King Charles III. It has included a military honor guard, carriage rides, and, of course, a lavish state dinner. Mr. Trump also paid tribute to Queen Elizabeth II's tomb. The visit began with Prince William and Kate welcoming them. It will be wrapping up later in the day with a meeting with the Prime Minister. This is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are getting together.
They represent many different denominations and will gather in London on Saturday to issue a warning, namely that the country is straying from the faith of its fathers. Event organizers say, quote, by ignoring Britain's Christian heritage, we've endangered human life, weakened society, and created a fragmented nation without a unifying vision for its future. Attendees are also scheduled to sign a document to that effect called the Westminster Declaration. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Attorney General for New South Wales, Australia, confirms a new anti-conversion law does ban prayer for kids who are struggling with homosexuality. Now, when asked for clarification, Michael Daly explained the law does not prevent teaching or practicing religion, but does forbid any prayer-based practice to change or suppress someone's sexual orientation or gender identity. This is SRN News. Ukraine expects to have a $3.5 billion fund very soon to buy weapons from the United States.
The fund is known as the Prioritized Ukraine Requirements List. It pools contributions from NATO members, excluding the U.S., to purchase American weapons. President Volodymyr Zelensky mentioned that the first shipments will include missiles for Patriot air defense systems and munitions for rocket launchers. A U.S.-Ukraine fund to boost investments in Ukraine's mineral sector is also set to launch with $150 million. This fund aims to spur reconstruction and military aid. John Scott reporting.
Israeli troops and tanks pushing deeper into Gaza City, searching for members of Hamas who are firmly entrenched in the city. That offensive began Monday and aims to take full control of the city and defeat Hamas. More details at srnnews.com.